When I was young, one of my favourite books was about Scandinavian trolls. The word troll seems to have reappeared now in different contexts, so I was delighted to find it as the word of the month. Here is Sam again to explain its meanings.
Word of the month.
A troll is a being in Nordic folklore or Norse mythology. In Old Norse sources, beings described as trolls dwell in isolated areas of rocks, in mountains or caves. They live together in small units and are rarely helpful to humans. In later Scandinavian folklore, trolls became beings in their own right, where they live far from humans, are not Christianized and are considered dangerous. Their appearance varies greatly. Trolls may be ugly and slow-witted, or look and behave like humans with no particularly grotesque characteristics about them. Trolls are sometimes associated with landmarks in Scandinavian folklore. Trolls are depicted in a variety of media in modern popular culture. In internet slang, a troll is a person who posts inflammatory, insincere, extraneous or off-topic messages in an online community or chat room or blog, with the intent of provoking readers into displaying emotional responses or manipulating others' perception. This is typically for the troll's amusement or to achieve a specific result, such as disrupting a rival's online activities. Internet trolling can also be defined as purposefully causing confusion or harm to users online for no reason at all. Both the noun and the verb forms of troll are associated with internet discourse.
Thank you, Sam. I hope that you have no problems with trolls of any kind.